We've been sent by a good friend I was
forgetting. Simon Bishop.
Simon Bishop, a homosexual man, has sent us his ideal homosexual team, but by way of
Panini
broadening this, he's sent us Panini stickers and a little pricey of what he fantasizes about each player. Now, so far we've had
John Spencer on a building site.
Yep.
Duncan Ferguson.
Rick of Whiphand.
A master.
And now what else have we got?
This is England and Liverpool's erratic winger, Steve McManaman,
and the fantasy is supplied by our correspondent.
Steve is that really good-looking bloke who you see in a bar and flirts outrageously with you all night. Coy at first in the lounge. When we get into the bedroom, he's as up for it as me. That's Coy at first in the lounge. When we get into the bedroom, he is as up for it as me.
And who is this?
Steve McManaman.
Okay, according to the fantasies of our correspondent.
All right.
The next one, please.
Is gigantic Aston Villa centre-half Ugo Ekiog.
I can't wait for this.
Yeah. Ugo is included because of my yearning for something erotic, and confirmation of all those rumours is provided as we first share drinks, then each other, in a heated whirlpool bar. My yearning for something exotic and confirmation of all those rumours is provided as we first share drinks, then each other, in a heated whirlpool bath.
Okay, that's Ugo Ekiog.
I hope these players are listening. They don't
impress us. We know we've got a patio reception, I believe, in some areas of Britain. So maybe they don't. But I don't know. I'm crowing here because yes, there's 6:06 over on the BBC.
Yeah.
But have they done the call about the vasectomy that left a fellow with nuts like space offers?
No.
Have they done games played on LSD?
No. Have they done Hitler's secret cache of chemical weapons and the football machine rubber truck?
Absolutely
no.
Are they already into the plastic ball that plays national anthem and had the Nigerian one responded to? No. And have they brought you Ugo Ekiog in a whirlpool bath with his homosexual lover?
No.
It never happened, but in the mind of our homosexual correspondent, Simon Bishop.